pity his wife was too great with their prentice boy. But a swinging young spark and a wench in the dark, now this his dame knew, and therefore stout Johnny, and therefore stout Johnny must tickle her too. It happened one day, his mistress came to him, no question she knew him to be every way allowed for her turn. "Where's your master?" she cried. "With a friend," he replied. She then, void of shame, said, "Johnny, come kiss me, sweet Johnny, come kiss me, make much of thy dame." "Sweet mistress, I fear a woeful disaster, the wrath of me master, if once he should hear I plead with your lute, he would liquor my heart." "You're a fool," she replied, "take courage for shame. Oh, fear not your master, boy, fear not your master, but pleasure your dame. I count it no crime to dally in pleasure, we'll toy out of measure. 'Tis not the first time, nor shan't be the last. Therefore come on, my boy, let us pleasure enjoy. Take courage for shame, 'tis sweet recreation, 'tis sweet recreation to pleasure thy dame. Thy master, I'll swear, if once he should cavil, will send to dig gravel with friends to horn fair. He dare not say no, but at home we will stay. Then in order to play the frolicsome game, boy, do not deny me, John, do not deny me, but pleasure thy dame. Thy choral and bells and whistle, I know it, if thou wilt bestow it, for pleasure excels the best in the town. Thou art lusty and strong, and can lay me along. Take courage for shame, thou here in the stable, thou here in the stable, shall pleasure thy dame." His master by chance then being near them, did soon overhear them, and straight did advance with fury and rage. Like a fellow horn mad, he fell on the lad, his shoulders he paid. 'Cause John in his pasture, 'cause John in his pasture, a trespass had made. "Ah, what hast thou done? So sad a vexation was ne'er in the nation. Horn mad I shall run without all dispute. Oh, ye villain," he said, "I will not make you free, but bring you to shame, because you have wronged me, because